Hello, this is Janine Rhea from Fundamental Focusing, joining you for our seventh week into our whole body focusing series. And I just wanted to talk to you about listening in whole body focusing, because whole body focusing is about listening to our bodies and hearing what it has to say. But how do we listen? And how does someone else listen to us? Because in focusing, listening is important if you're doing it on your own, but also if you're focusing with a partner. And we haven't really touched much on focusing with a partner, but basically all that means is being there for them. And everybody has a different sense of what being there for someone is. You have your own ideas, like the next person beside you. But being there for someone and listening when you're in whole body focusing or in a focusing partnership, it's just being. It's being grounded. It's being centered. Just like the focuser is. Except when you're listening, you're not moving through your process. You're just supporting the other person in his or her process. You're also not giving advice as the person moves through stuff, or afterwards, even when they recall their experience or talk about what has happened. You're not there to tell them how they should or shouldn't do something. As a listener, you're just there in grounded presence. And if we think of it, when we listen to people around us, when we listen to friends or family or having conversations, or when we're in a conversation, how well do we listen? We should maybe take some of the skills that we've just been learning about connecting and grounding and centering and connecting to our roots, and apply those when we're listening to people around us, people who we feel deeply for, people who we want to help. Sometimes the best way we can help is to just sit and listen with our mouths shut. And that's hard for some people. It comes easier to others, but it can be learned. It can be practiced. So just try the next time someone is talking to you, just try not talking for the first few minutes, just listening, but genuinely listening. Genuinely centering, breathing, connecting to that breath, letting all the tension go and just listening. Noticing what happens inside of you as you do that. Noticing how they shift and change, or how they react. Maybe they'll even tell you a comment as to how they feel you're reacting in a positive way, because you've never done it, possibly. Or maybe they'll just sense something different about the way you are. So when it comes to listening to ourselves, as we move through our processes inside and being grounded and gentle and compassionate, let's try listening like that to people who are in front of us. Just listening. No reacting. No giving advice. Just nodding. Being genuinely interested. Breathing. Just using it as a moment to connect. Because listening is a skill that a lot of people have lost. We're so busy trying to figure everything out and solve everyone else's problems and try to at the same time solve our own that we've forgotten how to listen. So how do you listen? Do you listen with your mind somewhere else and other thoughts somewhere else and your eyes going everywhere? Or do you really listen to the person in front of you? Just take note. Adapt, change, adjust, or keep it the way it is. Only you can decide. But just observe how it changes things around you once you start really listening. So hopefully this hasn't been helpful. This will end our whole body focusing series, but I'll still keep coming back with insights and tips and information things I've learned along my experience, my time here, that I'll share with you. And hopefully you'll gain a little bit of something through it. Please connect with me on Facebook at Fundamental Folksing and let me know how you enjoyed this series. If it was beneficial, if it was relaxing, if it was something you weren't even aware of, or if you're already doing it, it works well. Whatever you want to leave as a comment, please do. Share this series with anyone who's looking to relax and needs to find a way to connect a little deeper. Share it with anyone who you think needs to just be in their presence, in their moment. And I hope it's helped you. I look forward to connecting with you. And you can also check me out on www.fundamentalfocusing.com. And it's been a pleasure offering you this mini-series. I'll be looking to do some more in the future on different topics. I'm wishing you a great week. And we'll talk to you in a few days.